Legend has it that before he became king, Saint Gebremeskel-Lelibela fell into a deep sleep for 3 days after his half-brother tried to poison him. While he was asleep, angels took Lelibela to heaven and showed him the magnificent churches he was to build. Lelibela then fled to Jerusalem where, another legend says, God showed him a vision of a new Jerusalem in the Ethiopian town of Roha, now called Lelibela. Many experts contend that the 11 churches carved out of rock were constructed under the leadership of King Lelibela, who reigned from 1181 to 1221 Western Time during the Zagwe dynasty. Among the most famous churches is Bet Georges, or St. George Church. Visitors reach its entrance by walking along a narrow path surrounded by high rock walls. Ethiopia's national saint, St. George, is said to have severely scolded King Lelibela for not having constructed a house for him, and hence the king promised St. George that his would be the most beautiful church. Monks still point out holes on a rock face near the church that were supposedly made by the hooves of St. George's horse. Father Wodai Asfa is the priest at St. George's Church.
This is the place where one meets God. This pleases man, and God will be pleased too.
Near St. George Church, boys from around 7 to 11 years old are being trained to be deacons, and perhaps eventually priests, in the Ethiopian Christian Orthodox Church. Not far from St. George Church is a group of churches surrounded by a rock wall. Believers considered it the pathway to heaven. Another noteworthy church is Bet Medhane Alem, or House of the Redeemer of the World. The Lonely Planet guidebook describes it as the largest rock-hewn church on earth. Father Asmero Elfasir is the priest in charge of Bet Medhane Alem.
It is very sophisticated. It should be with the help of angels, not only by human capability. When I see this building, I am always surprised. I look at it every morning and every evening.
The United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has classified the 11 rock-hewn churches as a World Heritage Site. Tourists and pilgrims continue to flock to Lelibela, considered to be one of Ethiopia's holiest cities. Vivian Westbrook is a member of the Abyssinian Baptist Church in New York City. She and fellow church members came to Lelibela and other sites in Ethiopia to pay homage to their church's Ethiopian roots.
So it's really coming home to our spiritual birthplace. And I just think it's been really overwhelming and fascinating and really kind of emotional. You know, really has been.
As Ethiopia enters its new millennium, which began on September the 12th, many Ethiopians look back on their history with pride and reverence, vowing to continue the great achievements of the past. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Lelibela.